Second parak of Bikurim, Mishnah Yud. We continue the halachas of this koyd, this animal which is not clear if it's a chayah or a behema. Case of shavu behema. In what ways is it like a behema? Chel be also like a chel behema. We mentioned the previous mishnah, and we explained the previous mishnah that the fat of a behema is also the isakaris, and the fat of a chayah is permitted. So here it has a chumras of the behema that is chel of it. Also, the ain chayvim lekaris, no chayvim lekaris because it's a suffix, and therefore we can't bring a korban that you would bad the argument isakaris. It's a suffix. Be nilkoch be kesef ma'isa. You can't buy it with mice and money to eat in Yerushalayim. Why? Because maybe it's a behema. And behemas can only be bought for karbonis, not for stam eating with your mice in exchange of your mice and money. It's not clear if it's a behema or a chaya, so you can't bring it as a carbon because maybe it's a chaya. You can't buy it with your mice and money and sheft it outside of the Beit HaMikdash, because if it is a behema, it has to be shefted in the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, you don't buy this animal with ma'aser shein and money. The chayiv is rather chayiv the keva, and it's chayiv in these matnas kuhuna. The hand, the chayayim, the keva. Rabbi Lez apoyte, shemlitzim et chaveiro olav harayim. Rabbi Lez patas, why? Because he says, hamlitzim et chaveiro olav harayim. The koyi has to bring a proof that this is a behema. A behema, when you shecht it, you have to give the front leg and the cheek and the stomach to the coin. If it's a chai, you do not have to give it. Since it's a suffix, he says, you do not have to give it. Yeah.